This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Skin Care Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Tom Ferries, one of the owners and marketing manager for Beyond Coastal Sun Care, providing you with top quality sunscreens and lip balms. Tom, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you back with us. So first of all, for starters, what should one look for when buying a sunscreen?
Well, we believe that looking for a sunscreen with an SPF below 50, a sunscreen that says broad spectrum protection on the front, as well as a water-resistant sunscreen of 80 minutes, and healthy inactive ingredients are all four very important points on a sunscreen. You can find the first three SPF, broad spectrum, and water resistant right on the front panel of a sunscreen tube as mandated by the FDA in 2012. Those three items must be on the front. And as far as healthy inactive ingredients, it's always good to turn over the back of the tube and try, if you can, because it's small writing, to read all the inactive ingredients in a sunscreen. And if you're not sure if they're healthy inactive ingredients, I would invite you to visit the EWG or the Environmental Working Group website to look at healthy inactive ingredients and how they rate each ingredient.
Tell us what sets Beyond Coastal apart from other sunscreens in the marketplace.
Well, I hit on that with the inactives, but to go further in that, 80 to 90% of a sunscreen is made up of inactive ingredients, and that's essentially the filler that goes along with the active ingredients that help protect you from both UVA and UVB rays, which is broad spectrum protection. Beyond Coastal uses only premium inactive ingredients that help nourish, repair, and hydrate your skin. We use, you know, great inactives like shea butter, aloe vera, larch tree extract, rosehip oil, and yerba mate, just to name a few.
And why does Beyond Coastal have a natural and active line, and what is the difference here?
Well, Eric, people have personal preferences between natural and active because the difference is due to the active ingredients. The natural sunscreen that Beyond Coastal makes has both titanium and zinc oxide. Those give you full broad spectrum protection. And natural sunscreen is more of a physical sunscreen. It goes on the outside of your skin and reflects the sun, where an active or sport sunscreen is more of like a lotion that soaks further into your skin and protects you from the sun in that way. Our active traditional sunscreen active ingredients are avobenzene, which is the healthiest active ingredient that the FDA allows a sunscreen makers to use. Our active sunscreen goes on like a lotion and soaks into your skin to give you the broad spectrum protection. All of our sunscreens are oxybenzone, petroleum, vitamin A, and paraben free.
Today we are with, once again, Tom Ferries, one of the owners and marketing manager for Beyond Coastal Sun Care, providing you with top quality sunscreens and lip balms here on eHealth Radio's Skin Care Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tom, why does Beyond Coastal not make an SPF 50 or 100 sunscreen?
Well, you can read this all over the internet, but there is a myth about SPF out there. SPF talks about UVB rays, rays that burn you, and high SPF sunscreens suggest a false sense of security. The SPF, or the sun protection factor, measures sunscreen's effectiveness against UVB rays only. And there are two reasons Beyond Coastal offers only 15, or a 16 and a 34. The first reason is that the added protection provided by SPF 50 or 100 is insignificant. It's really the difference between 97 and 98% protection. UVB protection for an SPF 15 is 93%. SPF 30 is 97%, SPF 50 is 98%, and SPF 100 gives you 99% protection. The second reason is that the high SPF offers a false sense of protection, so people stay out in the sun longer without reapplying. And remember, folks, that is the most important thing to a sunscreen, especially if you're around the water, is every 2 to 2.5 hours you need to reapply your sunscreen, and especially on your children. You might also apply a lighter coat, which dramatically cuts the potency of a sunscreen SPF rating, and it is best to apply the correct amount, about 1 ounce over your whole body of 15 and 30 more frequently throughout the day than put an SPF 100 on once.
Certainly very helpful information in that regard. And can sunscreen help prevent skin cancer?
Well, Eric, sunscreen dramatically decreases the effects of cancer-causing UV rays on the skin. And skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States, accounting for nearly half of the cancer cases. Both UVA and UVB rays contribute to skin cancer. So be sure to use sunscreen with broad spectrum protection. Try to avoid direct sun between 10 and 2 during a hot, sunny day. And wear protective clothing if need be. If you start feeling the effects of the burn, put a long sleeve shirt on, and definitely wear a hat at all times when you go out in the sun.
Always helpful information. In conclusion, any advice on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, in my summary here, you know, use a broad spectrum SPF sunscreen every day, even on cloudy days or overcast days. 40% of the sun's UV rays reach the earth. A sun protection program should be used 365 days a year. And like I said, cover up with clothing, including a wide-brimmed hat and UV-blocking sunglasses for sure. And if possible, limit your sunscreen or your sun exposure between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., which is usually pretty impossible. So protecting yourself with clothing and sunscreen is probably the more realistic way to go about your day. And then keep in mind in the wintertime that snow reflects UV rays intensity for exposure, and water does the same thing. And when playing or working outdoors, definitely use a broad spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30 sunscreen, every day. Apply your sunscreen generously, like I said, 1 ounce over the whole body. Also, reapply sunscreen often, every 2 hours. When you're talking about kids, keep newborns out of the sun and use an all-natural sunscreen for the first 6 months, and definitely talk to your doctor about this. And as the kids get older, make sure you slather those kids with sunscreen 15 minutes before they go outside so it has time to set up, and definitely reapply every couple hours. It's so important. And I also would recommend seeing your doctor, get a baseline, your dermatologist, and then see him, every year to examine your whole entire body. And then the number one piece of advice I can give you, Eric, is don't get sunburned.
That is certainly some outstanding advice, and we certainly appreciate all the helpful tips here, as always. Where can folks get more information on Beyond Coastal and consider the products?
Yep, you can go on to Beyond Coastal. All this information is on www.beyondcoastal.com. You can get helpful educational information about sunscreen, as well as purchase Beyond Coastal sunscreen. Join us on Facebook. We don't spam you, but we will send you some newsletters every once in a while, and possibly have a good discount code on there for you to try out Beyond Coastal. And right now we have just introduced this phenomenal 8-ounce pump bottle that's an airless every last drop pump for easy convenience, because that is really the key to applying sunscreen, is we want to make it easy on you to apply your sunscreen.
And that sounds like a very awesome new product without a question. Tom, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here once again. And thanks for this very, very helpful and valuable information.
Thank you, Eric. Have a super day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Tom Ferries, one of the owners and marketing manager for Beyond Coastal Sun Care, providing you with top quality sunscreens and lip balms. And once again, the website of reference is beyondcoastal.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Skin Care Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.